Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Now, Chris, we have to start with Bayern Munich. The defending champions were unable to dig themselves out of a hole at Frankfurt and suffered their third defeat of the season.
Yeah, you know I've picked Bayern to defend their crown successfully. The reality is Bayern is in a bit of a slump. Frankfurt is on fire, and Bayern got burned. You know, just to think, Bayern were 10 points clear earlier this month, you know, and you could just look at their first half performance. You know, it was lackluster. It wasn't Bayern. They knew what they were coming into. I mean, Frankfurt are undefeated at home for a reason. They have quite the firepower to be proud of, you know, whether it's Silva, you know, whether it's Kostic, whether it's Jovic, who came back kind of resurrecting his career. But this time it was Kamada, who got Frankfurt off to an early lead. And then, I mean, Jonas's goal put them up two goals ahead at the break. That's impressive. And, I mean, Jonas's goal was quite one to watch. I mean, Yogi Love was in the stands watching. He took notes as well because we do have the European Championships coming up. So it should be the contest to see who Yogi Love picks. And Amin Yunus made his case against Bayern. Bayern did all they could to dig themselves out. Lewandowski did what he does. He scored a goal, but it wasn't enough. You know, and Hansi Flick said it all after the match. He just said, we're just human. He is still proud of the team. You know, there were some bright spots. Leroy Goretzka came in, had a strong performance, kind of resurrected, but it wasn't enough. You know, their captain, Manuel Neuer, it all starts and ends with him. You know, he said it best. They have to be wide awake from the start, and they weren't that. They didn't learn from Arminia Bielefeld, a shocking draw against a side that, you know, is lucky to be in the Bundesliga. Well, they're up there, but, you know, it'll be hard to survive, obviously. You know, in Bayern's defeat, you have to look at their defense. It's been weak lately. They've conceded 31 goals in 22 matches. It's their worst since 1991 and 92. I mean, they didn't even finish in a good spot that particular season. So Bayern are definitely at a low point, and Frankfurt kind of just stuck their heel in a little bit. The Eagles have been flying high, and they will continue doing so, especially coming off this victory against the defending champions.
Can the Bulls of RB Leipzig, who are in second in the standings, catch Bayern, Chris? Following their defeat to Liverpool in the Champions League, they've visited Berlin to face Hertha.
Yeah, Hertha Berlin, they were without a win in their last seven league games. Now it's eight. It was a complete team effort from Leipzig. Hertha did miss several good opportunities, but it was Marcel Sabitzer for the Bulls that put them ahead. He had a beautiful shot from about 30 meters out that went straight to the top corner. I mean, Hertha's defense, Jarstein was just frozen, and it continued. I mean, they continued to add insult to injury. You have to give a lot of credit to the goalkeeper at RB Leipzig, Peter Gulácsi. He didn't look so good, you know, against Liverpool. He himself didn't expect to perform that well against his former club. He never got a minute and spent years there. So the result, you know, spoke for itself, but domestically they took care of business, and now they're only 2 points shy of Bayern Munich, and no one saw that coming. The players themselves didn't see that coming. You know, within a short period of time, they caught up, and now they're within striking distance, but the players do say it's not good to talk about it. Week in, week out, they have to take care of business. You know, otherwise they can look stupid and get caught with their foot in their mouth. So the players are really taking it a match at a time right now. Julian Nagelsmann, the man in charge at RB Leipzig, of course, they're pleased to be back within 2 points of Bayern Munich. And right now it looks like the league is up for grabs. I mean, it does look like a two-horse race. We're so used to seeing Dortmund in this position. Now it's RB Leipzig and Bayern, and we'll have to see who finishes on top and what other teams can take advantage of Bayern being in somewhat of a rut.
Speaking of the Champions League, Chris, Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland netted a brace to help them defeat Sevilla in Spain, and Haaland and company continue to be in great form against Schalke.
Yeah, you know, Erling Haaland is quite the player to watch. He's only 20 years old. You know, in terms of the Champions League, he's already netted 17 goals. He's only been in 13 matches. You know, that speaks for itself. That's the reason teams are salivating after this kid. You know, whether it's Real Madrid, Manchester United, you know, just name all the big clubs. obviously everyone wants a hand or a piece of Erling Haaland. And collectively, Dortmund look really good against the Europa League champion Sevilla. Definitely an on night for Dortmund. I've been talking about them being on and off. It was definitely on. You know, it would have been nicer for them to hold on to the 3-1 lead because Sevilla did squeeze out one late to make it 3-2. But to win in Spain should be huge for them moving forward in the Champions League competition. It should be. Now, Dortmund, we do know, are on and off. And domestically, they were really on against Schalke, their bitter rivals. Now, Schalke's in a bad place right now. And for them having no fight against their most bitter rival in the league speaks volumes of really where they're at right now. And Dortmund needed a win because they are obviously chasing a Champions League spot. And Erling Haaland, you know, it is a wonder to watch. He must have had the goal of the year in this particular match. It was an acrobatic karate kick off a Jadon Sancho pass. I mean, these are the reasons, the intangibles that make Erling Haaland special. You know, and he added a brace, and afterwards the fans welcomed the team back. Now, speaking of Erling Haaland, it's been reported he wants his next contract to be about 90 million 5 years. Do the math. It's about 18 million a year. He's definitely wants to be paid for his services. His teammates love him. He's hungry for goals. That's what Marco Reus has to say about him. And the team, loves him. And matter of fact, he's been in so many transfer rumor talks right now. The reality is his release clause in his contract doesn't become activated until next summer, not this summer. So it'll be unsure what happens with Dortmund and if they'll, I don't know, make an example or set a precedent and to see what happens. They definitely want to hold on to Erling Haaland, but Erling Haaland just might outgrow Dortmund like many stars have done before. But right now they have a lot on their plate and they have a lot of games to improve on. They have a lot to win. They have their plate is full domestically. Bielefeld's coming up. They had that impressive draw against Bayern. Then they have Gladbach and then Bayern. So we'll have to see if Erling Haaland can continue, you know, his scoring success both in the Bundesliga and the Champions League, but the kid looks great so far.
Chris, Bayern and Gladbach are up against Lazio and Manchester City in the Champions League this week. How do you see these matches going?
Well, you know, Lazio, they haven't reached the knockout rounds in 21 years. They are coming off a win domestically, but Bayern Munich, they're in a rut right now. They have tons of injuries, whether it's COVID, whether, you know, players, Tolisso is out, you know, Gnabry's out. Several players are out, but they do know what's at stake. You know, this is a get it done or nothing. They do know they have two legs to get it done, and they'll have to do that. And I don't expect Bayern to stay in their rut for long. We can't forget they do have players like Kingsley Coman, you know, who was the man of the match in the final last season. And they have players that typically step up in the Champions League, and they have the depth to do that despite the handful of injuries. And the experience obviously gives them a leg up, you know, against Lazio. Now, Gladbach in Man City should be interesting. Gladbach, I think, should be shaken up with the news that their head coach is leaving, you know. And then they're up against Man City, the best team in the best league in the world right now. They've only conceded 15 goals. Gladbach aren't really seasoned to play against competition like that on a weekly basis. You know, this is a one-off. You know, they're making history, reaching the knockout stage. It might be a case of them just happy to be there. You know, because Man City, you know, is quite the team. Aguero is injured, but, you know, Raheem Sterling and company, you know, Kevin De Bruyne. I mean, the team is stacked and the team is solid and they look to be running away with the Premier League right now. And I think I'd be an idiot not to think Man City are heavy favorites. Stranger things have happened. I just don't think it'll be in Hungary when Man City face Gladbach.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Cheers.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.